Shalom, this is David Wilder back again on our OU audio blog. I like that audio blog. Nobody's ever heard of it before, but it's a great idea. Shana Tova, Gmar Chatima Tova. We got through Rosh Hashanah here in Hebron. It was wonderful. I have a son-in-law who goes to Uman every year. I'm sure that a few years ago there were a lot of people that didn't know what Uman was. Today everybody knows that Uman is where Rabbi Nachman Mibreslav is buried, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people go there. This year they had fabulous conditions. Some very wealthy individual set up huge tents. Each tent had dozens of rooms in it, and there were 8 beds in each room, and there was food supplied, and it was just, you know, he said it was really, really great davening there by Rabbi Nachman. He's been trying to convince me to go out there with him, and I said, no, I have a date here with Avram Avinu. Daven by Maarat HaMachpelah with Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah and Rivka and Leah, and we daven Vatikin. We have a nice Vatikin minyan, a Karlibach minyan outside the Ma'ara in the courtyard, and Rav Simcha Hochbaum, who you've heard from in the past and you'll hear again from in the future at some point when we manage to get things together, and he comes down here in my office when we're going to put the blog together. In any case, he davens very, very nicely, and it was really, really great davening to begin the new year, Tavshin Samch Zayin. I said this is the year of Simon Says, isn't that Tavshin Samch Zayin? Or it should be Siman Zchut. It would be sign of Zchut. We should all be written in the book of life. We should have that Zchut. It should be a Siman Zchut. That's what this year is. And we should all be Zoche to Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu Mamash Achshav. Right now. Bezrat Hashem. In any case, now Yom Kippur and Sukkot is in the air. Today, all of Maarat HaMachpelah is open, including all Yitzchak, the Isaac Hall, which is only open to us, to Jews, 10 days a year. A lot of people coming in. I went a few hours ago to see the Karliner Hasidim came with 22 buses. And all of all Yitzchak, it's a huge room, was packed with them davening in there. I have some pictures and some video footage of that Mirtz Hashem will put up on the web. And tonight we're having a big central Slichus ceremony here with Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and Rav Chaim Druckmann, Rav Grossman from Migdala Emek, and Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu's son, Rav Tzfat. And there'll be hundreds and hundreds of people here tonight till the early hours of the morning with the central Slichus in preparation for Yom Kippur, which is just a few days away. And then we can already smell the fragrances of the Lulav and the Etrog and the Hadas. It's all in the air, and people are starting to plan out their sukkahs, where they're going to put their sukkah this year, and people are ordering already their arbat minim, and it's a fabulous time of the year. There are going to be a lot of people here over the sukkahs holidays, and Mordechai Ben Dovi is going to come in and sing for us on Monday during Chol HaMoed here in Hebron, and it should be a great show. And I hope we can talk more about that, Bezrat Hashem, next week. But this week, we're getting ready for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is just a few days away. And of course, Hebron has all sorts of stories. I told you a story, a couple of weeks ago about a wedding in Hebron. And of course, there's the very, very famous story of Yom Kippur. If you've heard it, then, I don't know, you can either hear it again or you can stop listening, or you can wait for the next segment. But if you haven't heard the story, then it's really worthwhile hearing. The year was about 1619, and Jews had come back into Hebron in the year 1540. There had always been Jews here, but there was a major aliyah, let's say, in 1540, when Jews led by Rav Malkiel Ashkenazi, who was a exile from Spain, came to live here in Hebron. They formed what was then called the ghetto, the Hebron ghetto, or the Jewish quarter. And one of the first buildings they constructed was a shul. And that year, in 1619, there was a plague here in Hebron. And Most of the people fled so they wouldn't contract this disease, which usually killed the people that got it. But there were a few people that stayed. They tried to keep a minyan in the shul. They had 10 men. And a few days before Yom Kippur, about now, I guess, maybe tomorrow, the next day, I don't know exactly when, but one of the 10 men didn't feel well. He said he was going to go to the doctor in Yerushalayim, and he'd be back for Yom Kippur. And he left. One day passed, another day passed. The man still hadn't returned. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and they were very upset because they only had 9 men. They didn't have a minyan. And so just before Kol Nidre, they went outside looking for somebody. They saw an old man walking down the street, and they ran to him and said to him, "Will you come daven with us so we have a minyan?" And he said, "Of course, I wanted to be in Hebron for Yom Kippur." And so he came to the shul, and he spent the day davening with them. And the next evening, as Yom Kippur was drawing to a close, one of the men approached him and said, "Tonight you'll be my guest. You can come to my home and break the fast and rest until you're well enough to go back to your own home." And he started to lead the man home. Now, the streets of Hebron then were more like alleyways. They were very crooked and very narrow. He started to walk, and he turned a corner and another corner, and he stopped and waited for the old man to follow him. And the man didn't show up, so he figured he was resting. He went back to get him, couldn't find him. Maybe he made a wrong turn. He started to search and search. He couldn't find him. He finally went home. He was very upset, saying to his wife, "I lost the man that made the minyan. I don't know what happened to him." He was very upset. He must have been very hungry and thirsty. It was after a day of fasting. There was nothing he could do. That night he had a dream, and in the dream the old man appeared before him and said, "You don't have to be worried or upset. I wasn't hungry and I wasn't thirsty. I just came so you'd have 10 men from Minyan and Hebron and Yom Kippur. My name is your father Abraham." And since then, that shul where he davened has been called the Avram Avinu Shul. And there have been numerous miracles that have happened there ever since. That's a story which many people, you know, hear it and they say, "Oh, it's a nice story," but, you know, well, the story is brought down in a book called Emek HaMelech, which is a very famous Kabbalistic work, which was written about 30 years after the story actually happened. And it was written by a Torah scholar named Naftali Hertz. And we think that if he wrote such a story in the introduction to his book, that there must be some truth to it. And so every Yom Kippur, I guess, people look around them in the Avram Avinu Shul, you know, looking for a stranger, maybe somebody who just showed up. Maybe Avram Avinu will come back to visit. In any case, that's the Yom Kippur story of Hebron. There was another Yom Kippur, I don't know, I guess about, I don't remember how many, 15 or 20 years ago, when people were walking through the Kasbah to come to daven at Marat Machpelah, and a terrorist was waiting for them with a hand grenade. Another miracle. The hand grenade blew up in the terrorist's hand before he had a chance to throw it, thereby saving a lot of Jews on that Yom Kippur also. In any case, Bezrat Hashem, everybody should have a Gmar Chatima Tova. Everybody should be sealed in the Book of Life. We should all be zoche to a lot of happiness, to a lot of health, to all sorts of good things, to all sorts of psurot tovot. If you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael over the Sukkot holidays, then make it a point to come into Hebron Sunday and Monday. As I said, all of Marat Machpelah is open, including the Ohel Yitzchak, the Isaac Hall. And it's, if you've never been in there, then it's an experience, and it's only open to us 10 days a year. And come in on Monday for the music festival. It'll be a wonderful day. There'll be probably tens of thousands of people here. You know, to see tens of thousands of people walking the streets of Hebron, it's really an experience. Shana Tova, Gmar Chatima Tova, Shalom, Shalom.